Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Good morning. Good day. I hope you're off to a good start wherever you are in whatever part of the day you're in, and that you're not letting external influences hold you back. It's been one of the biggest ways we falter as human beings is to let somebody else be an authority over us when we're so capable of being our own authority. And today, looks like I'm going to talk about what men need from a lady. What do I know about what men need from a lady? I guess from talking to them and from studying, maybe. Maybe I know, maybe I don't. What do I know? I'm not here to be your authority. Guess I'm here to entertain you. Is that what media is about? Entertaining people? Possibly. Very possible that that's what media does for us, is entertains us or brings us entertainment. Does it almost feel like our politicians have become entertainers rather than those concerned about our protection? I'm just calling it out like I see it. When I do catch a little something here or there on the internet, I think, well, it's the same old game every 4 years, but this year's a bit interesting because we have a man and a woman. We have a man and a woman running for president. Oh, we've already experienced that. That's right. That's not different. What is different? We have a man who's in business running, and we have a woman who's in politics, because she's a woman, because she's always going, whoa, anytime she helps to write a law. It's woeing the public. We're not wooing the people in society by protecting them. We're woeing them through politics. So you have a businessman and you have a woe man, a lady who has been in politics for years, who writes laws, rules, and regulations against the people. That's what you have. That's it. Now, what men need from a lady and what makes a lady attracted to a man besides her physical beauty? Okay, now we can't debate the fact that if there's a beautiful lady walking down the street, eyes are drawn towards her. They are. If there's a good-looking man going down the street, our eyes are drawn towards him. We notice beauty just like we notice the beauty of a flower. We notice children. We notice things and people that are beautiful. Someone might be very color coordinated, and we will notice the outfit they wear. And isn't it okay to tell someone how nice they look? Is that subject to punishment if you speak to someone and tell them how they look these days? It shouldn't be, and we should tell someone how nice they look. It's a nice thing to do. It makes us human. It makes us recognize that we have the potential to be discerning, to notice something. If we don't recognize that we can do that, we might as well be the dog on the street that barks at someone to alert someone to danger or just to bark, to maybe get attention. What the heck does a dog bark for these days? Seriously? They're protected by houses, fences. When I was a little girl, the dogs could still run wild. Well, maybe that's because it was Wyoming. Maybe in the other places they couldn't. So, what makes a lady attractive to a man besides her physical beauty? And what does a man need from his lady so that he continues to be driven upward and onward? Okay, guys, you like going upward and onward. Just go ahead and admit it. I'm not asking you to call the studio and tell me that, but you do. You get pure pleasure out of going forward in life. Ladies, we do too, but guys, they're built that way, and it has something to do with who they are. They like going forward. And they like, well, I'm not going to go there yet. I'm not going to touch that subject right now. I better not. I'm on the radio. So what does a man need from his lady so that he continues to be driven upward and onward? He wants her support. If he's going upward and onward, it's something he loves to do, and he can come home and tell you about it, and you recognize it. Okay, I said, does it hurt to recognize that someone looks nice in the way they are dressed? No. In fact, it's a nice thing to do. Wouldn't it be wise that if your husband brings home, or your guy, significant other, partner in life, whatever we want to call it, boyfriend, they're only husbands because we just decide that we'll tie the knot. What, a noose around our necks? I'm joking. But, you know, marriage is an okay thing. It doesn't mean that the two of you will be happy. So there's not a guarantee of marriage, except that your filing status with the IRS is different. That's probably the biggest deal. And people, you know, when children are born, they're not born out of wedlock. But I guess children are born of sin, some religions believe. So it doesn't matter whether your parents got married or not, you're going to be born of sin. It's all kind of silliness that we've created. And we really just want to know what men need from ladies and what ladies need from men. Let's face it. People want accepted. We want to be coupled up. Ooh, la, la. So a guy wants a lady to support him in what he brings home. And he will do more for a lady who encourages him. But if he just brings home a boring job and he bitches about it all the time, we're checking out. Dude, you know, we don't want to hear it. Okay? We just don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear you bragging either. We know when you're proud of what you do, but we know the difference. Between someone talking about something that's just hype and such because you want accepted, and when you've really done something where you deserve acceptance. And so if you come home and you've put somebody else down to look good, we're not impressed. Just like the bully in the neighborhood. We understand what a bully is, okay? If you literally put someone down to get somewhere, we're not impressed. If you're the type that likes to go out and get in fist fights, oh, some girls think it's pretty cool that some guy would go to fists with someone that was picking on them, talking about them. It does feel nice to know a guy would defend our honor. But we're really not into the bully style. Okay? So a man needs from his lady for her to be behind him. And I'm saying that, and we want to be beside you. And if we feel that we're beside you, then we can get behind you with the things that you're doing personally for your benefit, which will also benefit us. But we like to see you happy in what you're doing, coming home and telling us it. We can listen in and we can support you in that. It's awesome because you're going upward and onward and you're going to go there. What does a man need from his work? He needs to get satisfaction. He needs to be learning something. He needs to be using his mind. Physical labor is just that. Oh, I could do this in my sleep, people say. Sure you could. Most jobs we could do in our sleep. We got training for a day and we've done it for thousands of years. I mean, no. Maybe 50? Maybe 40. 50 is probably exaggerating. You didn't get to go to work when you were 10. Some people did, though. The farmers. I know that I was teaching my children things that adults didn't know when they were 9, 10, 11. They were learning things that a lot of adults still don't know because they can learn. Okay, we love to learn, but we don't want to learn something we don't think is going to do us any good. So how about the fact that subjects in school, I didn't like school, maybe you did. I'm happy for you. I know that I'm highly intelligent. I'm not bragging. I know that I'm not highly intelligent in some subjects. See, I wasn't bragging. But I do know that we're capable of learning and that teachers that lecture children will create amazing students because they make the subject they're teaching more exciting and inviting in. They give children pictures in their heads about how you use that subject and why it's valuable. But there's something important that a man needs from his work. He needs stimulated. Guys love being stimulated. Well, girls, we do too. But guys, you know you're more than a beautiful body that can lift a 20-pound sack of potatoes or a 200-pound engine or something like that. You know you're more than that body. You got a mind. You have this brain, this double-barrel brain that I call it, the logical left, the creative right. You have an ability to learn, to develop. And you have an ability to learn, to envelop more. We like it when you're doing that, guys. You're a lot more interesting to us than if you're just this boring creature that can be the He-Man with the muscles on your body. Sure, you might look really good when you're young, but if you don't keep it up, oh my God. Have you ever seen a saggy weight builder when they're older? I mean, weight lifter. Those guys, you know, the bodybuilders. All right. I can even look at my own arms. I used to carry like 4 and 5 gallons of milk at a time. Load them up, man, couple in each arm, and one on the hip or maybe two, whatever I needed to do to go in and get the milk for my coffee business. It was much easier to carry as much as I could at one time in the blowing snow, in the dead of winter. And so, sometimes we don't use our mind so great into the future because carrying all that was probably not smart. But boy, was I leaning. Did I have some muscle mass in these arms of mine? And I'm not carrying all that weight anymore. How much does a gallon of milk weigh? Okay, so guys, we want you going upward and onward. What do you need from your work? You got to have something that requires the use of your beautiful mind to think and to act. To think and to act more properly, to get further down the road and upward and onward you're going to go. Oh, yeah. You need that. You can't just be the beautiful body that can lift things. It's hard on you. And it isn't so great later on when you have a hard life. You want to be known for the way you think. You want acceptance, just like we ladies do. Oh my, do we want acceptance? And will we walk to the edge of the universe to get it? Guys, you really will. You will do the craziest things to get our attention. Some of the funniest pickup lines. How about this one? We're not getting any younger. Oh, darn. The older you get, the more that'll make sense to you. We're not getting any younger. What a pickup line. When you have less dates, it might work. I don't know. Could it work? That's corny, right? Well, we're not getting any younger. Ask out. Well, we're not getting any younger. Oh, don't remind me. But there's a bit of logic there that I don't want to think about. Maybe I should go on a date. Oh, but let me think about this person. Okay? A guy likes to get creative in what he says, and sometimes it's kind of corny because he's kind of, well, we'll not go there right now. So a man needs from his work something that requires the use of his double barrel brain. The creative right side comes into play after you think about something long and hard enough. If you think long and hard about a subject, you just might get better at whatever it is. You just might do a better job at it. If you just react to the world around you, that's all you do. You might as well be living in primitive nature days. You might as well be living in the caveman days. Or even back in the 20s here in America, going outside to poop on a toilet. Not poop on it. You would use these outhouses. Nobody wanted that in their house back then. They didn't have running water. Holy moly, can you imagine how much further we're going to go because we got all these great sanitary things? A man needs stimulated from his work. That means he has to put his mind into it. Then he feels really good and he goes upward and onward. What makes a man bored and or boring? A man gets bored if he's not going upward and onward, and he's not going upward and onward unless he uses his awesome mind for something besides what? An outhouse? Hey, but you know what? I can imagine how grateful someone was when someone created an outhouse where you could sit down in a little privy, a little place where you had walls around you to go to the bathroom. You know, that hasn't been that long ago. Does anyone here really recognize how far we've come in the last 100 years? It's time to recognize this awesome potential we have as human beings to think for ourselves and to create. Now, if you've ever been outside in nature, say you're a hunter or a hiker, you got to use the great outdoors. It's just the way it goes. You're not going to be running into a store to ask if they have a bathroom. What am I talking about this for? You got to get creative. You got to find a place to go. Logic says that you're going to have to relieve yourself. You're out in the great outdoors. You got to get creative and find a place. Do you know that if you use that ability all the time, in whatever you were doing, you would get better at whatever you're doing. But instead, we don't. We do the same thing day after day. Yep. We do the same thing day after day, and we expect a different result. Einstein said that was the definition of insanity. I didn't say it exactly like him, but I'm giving him the credit for it. And yet people go to work and do the same thing every day. And they expect to go home and find that their lover considers them interesting, worthy of a conversation, worthy of time. If you are bored in your work because you're not moving forward by using your mind and not just your beautiful body that can move 10 pounds of something or whatever, you're not too interesting to a member of the opposite sex. And if you prefer the same, probably to them too, you're boring. Ladies, we can be the same way. We're just talking about men today and what they need from a lady. And you're here at Blog Talk Radio with your host, Jill Reed. Just Jill. That's who I am. I like to help you see pictures in your head. I like to help you see the contrast in life so that you can choose to not be that boring person anymore and that you can do more than you ever dreamed possible because you can when you decide to play at life instead of being one of those boring people that grows up old and wonder why you didn't get anywhere. Do not hold back your children either, please. If this public education system isn't serving them, please make sure that you're teaching them something in their spare time. I loved it that I have a little boy that came to the store yesterday, just another one, who came in We had some girls that came in too. I let one school borrow some of our Halloween stuff in the window for their spook house, haunted house, scary, eerie place that they're creating. This particular boy, he wanted to know what he could do to help yesterday. He wasn't in school. Interesting, right? He was going to the store to get his grandpa cough drops, and the store that he went to didn't have them. And he came to see if we had them. I said, oh, no, Well, do you have any? I said, no. I had some, there were some mints there. He asked about them. I said, well, they're not really going to help a cough, but I guess if you think they'll help your grandpa, you could have a few. But, you know, he was telling me about business. He was telling me about his dad taught him about business. He said it's really not that tough. And he hung around long enough to see that, no, it's not that difficult to be in business. But he also understood that you have to have customers coming into a business to make a business work. Guys, you want to be driven upward and onward. I watched a little boy do it. That's still true of you today. You just are a grown-up man in a little kid's mind still. Or the little kid's mind maybe got pushed aside for you to be the grown-up man. If you're not being exciting, if you're not pushing yourself ahead, you're pretty boring. After you're done being bored all day. Ladies, take a lesson from that one too. And how can a man who's, quote, all talk, end quote, become a man who is, quote, all that, end quote, to his lady? This one chokes me up, you hear me? Guys, a lady wants to see a man who's happy. She wants to hang out with a man who's happy. We can tell when you're talk and when you're walking a walk and you're all that. We can't make you happy. We cannot make you happy. You have to do it yourself. Just like you can't make us happy, we have to do it ourselves. You guys so bad want to please a lady. You'll do anything, you'll say anything to get a date. You'll make stuff up. You'll have your buddies make stuff up about you. There's a lot of talk involved. And even the guys that are all talk can become a man who's all that to a lady by simply deciding to change the way he thinks about life and to begin to take rational actions, those that will benefit him. And of course that's going to benefit the lover that he wants. Talk, talk, talk doesn't do it. We can talk about the work we do when we come home. That's kind of boring too, by the way. It's pretty nice if you just go do what you do and you're so happy when you leave there that happiness goes home. And how do we get happiness? By creating values that didn't exist before we started our day. So if you're going to do the same thing day after day expecting a different result, which Einstein says is the definition of insanity, well, insanity is as insanity knows and insanity goes. You want to be all that. You'd rather be doing something that is exciting, to be exciting. Exciting is as exciting does. Exciting flows. We are the species that has the ability to think and to act with rational actions that make life better. Okay, you go in the door at night, guys. Making something up here. You go in. You've been at work all day long. You did the same thing today that you did 10 years ago in your job. You walk in. You wish you could walk 4 steps back and never get in that front door. But you do go in because it pays your bills. Maybe gives you some money to play. Maybe gives you a lot of money to play. But you're still doing the same thing in the largest chunk of your day. The same thing. So you go in and you do the same thing. And you leave knowing you've done the very same thing today that you did 10 years ago. What do you have to share with someone that's different? Nothing. Say tomorrow you could go to work. And you started looking around and you discovered where the real money is made in the company you work for. And you found out that you didn't have any piece of it. Do you think you could get your hand on it after being there for a while? Sure. Go volunteer to help out. You're sitting in your office bored. You're standing in an assembly line bored. What do you do on your breaks? Find out what somebody else is doing that you could learn. Ask for a move, even if it's lateral, not going anywhere. Ask to be moved to another department. Departments are the worst thing that ever happened to the work we do because it split up the responsibilities of a business. And nobody really knows how business works anymore. So you begin to learn the things that other people are doing, and pretty soon you have the whole picture of what business is. Guess what that makes you? A better businessman than the CEO of the company that's maybe never done all that's been done in that company before. Only went to college, came out and got the job because they had a degree. Doesn't make them all that. Becoming all that is to have everything understood, having done what you can in business to be all that. Imagine leaving work the first day that you went out and you learned something new. How are you going to feel? Holy moly, moly, smoky moly. You're going to be hot, 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 hot. You're going to be on fire. It's no different than the kid who's sitting around watching a sport and not participating. Being entertained by those who are entertaining. Going from passive to active time. Guys, you got it. You're hot. You could do all this. You can become a man who's all that. Yes, do you know what that's going to do for your relationship? Hello? You don't have to brag, but you're going to go home excited, happy. It's going to flow over into your relationship. Yep. Hey, men. Stop following and lead your way to happiness. Oh, yes. You love going upward, don't you? You know you do. If you enjoyed what I brought to you today and you'd like to change up your year 2017, please join me in Tampa, Florida. It's only $125 for you to come play with me and other people who want to live this kind of life. It's exciting. It's fun. Full of energy, happiness. You can call the office, the studio line at 314-448-1462 to come to the event. We'll have music and artists and vendors. We'll have a party. I tell you what, when the ball drops in New York, it won't be anything like in Tampa, Florida. We're all balls. Going where you want to go. Thanks for being with me. We'll see you back tomorrow. Have a terrific day. Bye now.